Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Attention, American slaves. You are not allowed to say Chinese virus or we will arrest you.
The local San Antonio News reported the tyrannical violation of free speech like it was business as usual.
San Antonio City Council unanimously passed a so-called anti-hate resolution regarding COVID-19. Deliberate use of terms like Chinese virus and Kung Fu virus encourages hate crimes against Asians and spreads misinformation.
While the liberal echo chamber reverberating around the San Antonio City Council was oblivious to the volcanic outrage, declaring, as San Antonio, Texas investigator reporter Jai Avila described on Twitter, resolution being voted on by San Antonio City Council this morning labels terms, quote, Chinese virus and, quote, Kung Fu virus as hate speech, and all persons are encouraged to report any such anti-Semitic, discriminatory, or racist incidents to the proper authorities for investigation. Anti-Semitic? Chinese virus? Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz lambasted the San Antonio City Council, saying, this is nuts. San Antonio City Council behaving like a lefty college faculty lounge, triggered by Chick-fil-A and the words Wuhan virus. If they want to investigate someone, start with the New York Times and CNN, who both repeatedly and rightly referred to it as the Chinese coronavirus. The measure was passed unanimously by the San Antonio City Council moments after Senator Cruz's tweet. Council member Manny Pelaez said during the voting process, hate speech is more dangerous than the virus itself. Actually, tyranny is far more dangerous than the virus itself, but even pointing that out may become the next criminal act. As the Rutherford Institute discovered after defending the right for pro-immigration consultant Evelyn Zinang Smith, who was charged with and convicted of violating an immigration statute making it a crime to encourage or induce an alien to reside in the U.S. in violation of the law. On appeal, she argued that she had not misled the workers and that statute's ban on encouraging another to stay in the country violates the First Amendment. Whichever side you may stand on the issue of immigration is moot, because in refusing to strike down an overly broad law criminalizing pro-immigration speech, the U.S. Supreme Court has now paved the way for the government to punish anyone engaging in so-called anti-government speech that encourages resistance to tyranny through civil disobedience. The Rutherford Institute, in conjunction with the ACLU and the Service Employees International Union, filed an amicus brief in the case, arguing that the statute is overbroad and could serve as a model for laws used to punish anyone who urges resistance to government tyranny.
I'm looking for that 5% that's willing to stand up. We're rapidly approaching that momentum point. America has not been sold out by Americans. America has been sold out by traitors, and we've sold out America in that we haven't punished traitors.
The rug is slowly being pulled out from under us. Is it not those with which we have entrusted with wielding the acumen of governance who are promoting their own hate speech toward the foundations of our individual freedoms?
Displays like the one that we saw at our Capitol is not representative of who we are in Michigan. There were swastikas and Confederate flags and nooses and people with assault rifles.
We're hearing a lot of reports around here, and I know I've seen some stuff going on statewide, about neighbors reporting on other neighbors for not following the orders. I'm seeing a lot of rebellion out here against your orders, which have been called tyrannical, against local health department orders, being equated to Nazism.
It's not a contest to see what you can get away with. It's a contest to see how well you can stay at home.
By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Friends, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're live on this Sunday, May 10th, 2020, global transmission. So, the Democratic Party, the UN, they've come out and said, you know, this lockdown's really good because it's going to kill the consumer society and the whole service economy that's so bad for the earth. So, wait a minute, we were told don't have industry, don't have farming, work in retail or work in service. And that'd be good for the earth. Remember in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. And now we're told, oh, no, no, service economy is obsolete. It's non-essential. And then 200, quote, Hollywood stars led by Robert De Niro, Hanoi Jane, and the usual suspects like Madonna came out. And now Tom Hanks has joined them. I have a video of Tom Hanks talking about, you're the chosen ones that don't leave your houses and don't go to school. You're the chosen ones in the reset to save the earth. Oh, now it's about cutting the carbon. They didn't choose toxic waste or genetic engineering or burning down the rainforests as their latest thing to try to get money and control. No, no. It's carbon dioxide that we exhale that plants breathe. Part of the carbon cycle, sunlight, water, oxygen, carbon dioxide is what you need for life on Earth. Don't have one of those things. Bye-bye. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, sunlight. Well, we all know water's good. We all know sunlight's good. We all know oxygen's good. Even the dumbest person doesn't think that's toxic. So carbon dioxide. Talk to the average leftist, they think it's carbon monoxide. I used to go out and use the technical name for salt. Sounds really toxic. And I'd get Leanne McAdoo got a guy going, yeah, I'm a chemist. I agree, baby. Let's ban the technical name of salt. That sounds poisonous. So they know what they're doing. And so they say an element for life on this earth is bad. So let's talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. What is the big picture? You know, they had the attorney general who is known as being a clown, but a very aggressive political communist, Letitia James, come out a month ago and say, Alex Jones says he has a cure and a treatment for COVID-19. There's no video of me saying I have a treatment for COVID-19. No video of me saying I have a cure for it. But she said that. And she said, I'm a criminal. Because she gets her walking orders from the NIH and from Fauci, who don't want you to have any hope, and they're pissed that I'm up here saying this virus is like the common cold. But it's been patented by Bill and Melinda Gates. That's come out. It's been prepared so they own it, because they couldn't get a vaccine for the common cold. But if they make a new common cold that's got some other facets to it, now they can own that and control that and have new versions of that come out that I believe will be more deadly in the future. And I'll get into that in a moment. But imagine that. I'm up here saying, have hope. This isn't as deadly as they say. And, of course, I've been proven right. I told you 12, 13 weeks ago that it's not as deadly as they say. And now all the bell curves from Sweden to the U.S. show it
30, 40 times, not as high a death rate as they said. And that's what all the graphs, hell, I've got a bunch of the graphs right here. That's what all the graphs show. That's what the reality shows. They said 5 million dead Americans if you don't do what we say and never leave your house again. Oh, then it was 3 million, then 2 million, then 1 million, then 800,000. And now, oh, it might hit 100,000. Way worse than Trump thought. Way worse than we thought. That's all over the news today. Oh, it might be at 100,000. We can never leave our houses. It's worse than we thought. And you're like, I don't have a memory. I do have a memory. You said 5 million. You said 3 million. You said 2 million. Why, if we stayed in our houses, it would maybe 1 million. We'd be lucky. And now we learn that they plan to keep us locked down seasonally forever. But that's okay, because Senator Murphy, the Democrat senator that openly says I should be taken off the air, he says 70 million Americans died in a tweet. And people thought that they would remove the tweet. Haven't, as of showtime. Because that's the face of a lunatic criminal, an anti-American danger right there. He says to save America, we must remove Alex Jones from the air. Yeah, so you can say 70 million people died. Hey, dude, 100,000 haven't died yet, and they're counting every death. Car wrecks, electrocution, drowning, cancer. And even Fauci has to admit that. Then I got a stack of articles right here. 400 workers at Missouri pork plant, all asymptomatic. Fox News, none of them sick from it because the tests are fake. Triumph Foods, 70% of workers test positive COVID-19. Almost all have no symptoms. On and on and on and on. But this guy says 70 million dead. What's that, 20% of the U.S. population? Guys, average 70 million into 350 million. Give me the exact number. What does 70 million average into 350 million is about what our population is? Officially, it's 333 million. But we know there's a bunch of illegal aliens, so let's just conservative numbers, 350. So, again, this is what we're fighting is total lies, total fraud. But the fraud can't survive if we're on air. The fraud can't survive if you're speaking out. The fraud can't live in that environment politically. So the fraud, the scam ambulance chaser lawyers, they want you and I silenced so they can run roughshod over all of us. Oh, but Trump, it's much worse than we thought. It could hit 100,000. Oh, it's all Trump's fault. Why? Why, it turned out COVID was worse than we thought. It might be 100,000 dead. And now forever, anyone that ever had the flu or a cold is testing positive, just like papayas and goats test positive when major biologists tested on the testing kits, because they're designed as frauds. And they pay off the hospitals $13,000+ to have a COVID patient, $39,000 to snake a tube down your throat. So my mind hit it. I said 20%. You know, and I don't think about it, I get it right. So 70 million out of 350 million is 20%. So the senator from the junior citizen, the junior senator out of Connecticut, the one quarterbacking the lawsuits against me publicly, with a bunch of former federal prosecutors worked for Obama running it, but nice people, he says 20% of America is dead. Let's do the math. Let's do 80,000. Let's round up from 78,000 they say are dead right now. Let's say 80,000 divided into 350 million. What is that? It's not even 1%, ladies and gentlemen. But see, it doesn't matter because Senator Murphy said 70 million are dead and he's God. So shut up, America. All right, so let me go over the horizon with you when we come back. It's 0.02285714285743. Huh. So it's 0.02. But see, it doesn't matter because you go around the general public not paying attention. I heard 70 million died. Yeah. Trump did it. Yeah. I'm like, hey, millions are starving to death because of it. I don't care about them. I'm wearing a mask. I'm a hero. The news said I'm a hero. I survived COVID-19. Like it was, Tom Hanks is like, you're like people that survived World War II or Vietnam. You're just the biggest heroes I've ever seen. You pat yourself on the back. Just, yeah, I got the Tom Hanks video. It's sick. Because you need to know what heroes you are, that you live through it. You live through them taking every flu and every pneumonia death. We've got the graphs of normally happen and put it in the COVID stack. That's why they came up with a normal cold virus, but engineered it so they own it, so they can patent it. And now anyone that ever has a cold is suspect and bad, and you got to have microchips and vaccines to leave your house, and it's all being announced. My God, they're going for everything. They're taking us a trillion miles. If we give them an inch, we say no, no, no. Submission is death, and Bill Gates admits the vaccine will hurt a bunch of people. My God, he's coming with a weapon.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. There is a section on the New York Times now called Information War. Oh. And in it, they attack a famous virologist that worked with Fauci and exposed him for fraud and the whole HIV situation and drugs that actually killed people that he and others made a lot of money off of. That was all in the news at the time. I mean, but they just think we're stupid and don't have memories. Well, they went on in those articles to say that, you know, she's just a absolutely terrible, horrible person. I'm a terrible, horrible person. And they go on to say, it's just not true that vaccines can lower your immunity when you take them to other pathogens, even though I've got a stack of studies here where they fact check Dr. Judy Mikovits. Getting flu shot every year, more might not be better. Statnews.com, all these big studies that lowers your immunity. Major German, Canadian studies. Study, getting flu shot 2 years in a row may lower protection. SIDREP. And it just goes on. Oh, but the New York Times, virus conspiracy theorist, conspiracist, like we're in a conspiracy now, elevate a new champion. Oh. There's the French Nobel Prize winner, COVID-19 made in lab. When I first reported this a month ago, they went, it's fake news. Then the fact checkers went, actually, it's true. But again, I didn't first say that. Top scientists did. But they don't want it discussed because Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates and the NIH are on record when it became illegal here in 2015 to give gain of function to SARS corona family viruses, meaning it spreads worse, spreads easier. That's definitely what this virus has, is bigger legs. Then they would get the blame. And now even Newsweek reports Fauci funded controversial COVID research, coronavirus research. They don't want you calling it coronavirus, so they change it to COVID-19 to confuse you and get you off the track. So what's coming next, ladies and gentlemen? There isn't a lot of media left. Everything is completely censored now, other than, say, Tucker Carlson on mainstream news. Everyone's being kicked off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It's just a reign of terror. Medical doctors, scientists, hospitals, Cedars-Sinai can't come out and say Trump's right. It's just total control. And this is true authoritarianism. And the fact that Congress won't act because they're just conditioned to go, oh, it's a private company. And the fact that the public doesn't even value speech shows that we're in a lot of trouble, because now they're going to have the corporations of the blue cities and the blue counties, the blue states say, whether it's Germany or whether it's South Korea or whether it's the United States, the UK, they're just going to say, Canada already announced they want forced inoculations as soon as the vaccine comes out, even though scientists go, whoa. Any vaccine can have bad side effects. That's an RNA vaccine, where you, a little bit of the bad thing in your body learns how to defeat it instead of having the unattenuated. It still has side effects, still has problems. Still lowers immunity in general when you learn to be immune that way. It's a fact. Has side effects. It's on the damn insert. Don't believe me. Go get the insert. Not the fact sheet Walgreens or CVS or Walmart gives you, or Target at the pharmacy. You want the insert. They've got laws they're introduced, by the way, to ban getting the insert. Big Pharma doesn't want to have the insert anymore. So they've already got the drug trials of 7 different vaccines that Bill and Melinda Gates are funding alone. And it's a DNA vaccine that goes into your cell nucleus like a virus. What it is, actually. It's an engineered virus. It's live. And programs your cell to accept it and then know how to defeat it. I mean, this is 21st century. And in the trials, it just kills the pigs, the cows, the rats, or it does nothing. I've read this. Look up the studies yourself. It either does nothing or if it penetrates, woo, baby. And that's why Bill Gates famously, let's cue that up, said 3 weeks ago, we need liability protection because if one in 10,000 gets sick, it's more like one out of three, we'll have 700,000 people that get sick or get hurt. You know, like autoimmune disorders or, you know, if a baby got stung by a bee, a lot of times they have an autoimmune response and have convulsions and become brain damaged or die. Why would you put dozens of shots into a baby? Because you're trying to create an autoimmune response. What do you think a bee sting is? But when your baby has the convulsion in a hospital, they've got to admit, okay, your baby's brain damaged for life. Sorry. You get a secret vaccine payout that Fauci set up in 1986, the Vaccine Damage Fund that's paid out $4 million last time I checked in secret courts to people whose kids died or. But that's only if you have the convulsion there at the hospital. If they convulse in the car, the SWAT team comes because there'll be blood on the brain. They'll do a CAT scan and say, this child has blood on the brain. You beat your baby or you beat your 18-month-old that came in for their third round of shots. You're like, no, I didn't. They're like, you're going to prison. Grand jury. And the grand jury says, Heil Hitler, and indict your ass. But Australia found 10 years ago in a big national study, shaken baby and sudden infant death syndrome was the vaccine. So did Japan. And Japan said, stop giving it to kids under 18 months. But we're not going to stop here. The vaccine makers are going to double down with enjoyment. And Bill Gates, we have the clip ready? Couldn't hear you over the mic. Say it again. Oh, great. Here it is.
Here, we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on.
I just showed mainstream news articles about $4 billion paid out to brain damaged or dead kids' families. And recently, $6 million for Gardasil for little girls that died. They were given the shot. Be a good girl when you're 11. Get your shot. Attacks your ovaries. Attacks your brain. It's a live virus. So they're going to have real trouble covering up all the death and everything. But this is about depopulation. And they can put in Trojan horses into this DNA vaccine. Where there's no telling what they're going to do, but you know with the history of secret experimentation that's gone on against populations that it's going to be absolutely devastating. And in trials already of COVID-19 in New Guinea, where you get the term guinea pig, no joke, they've already had mass death on the local news. They come in, they inject the children and the women, and they just start convulsing and dying everywhere. But that's okay. Because, again, there's too many people, right? And then they tell the health departments, well, some people do die, but let's just, you know, not make a big deal out of it. So I personally know people that have been sterilized by Gardasil. Oh, and now they give it to little boys, too. All right, we'll get into even more hardcore information straight ahead. I'm sorry this is so hardcore, folks, but you deserve to know what's coming next. They're coming to kill you and your family.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, Now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality swerve food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your swerve food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were... So I'm breaking down what's coming next. And look, I'm sorry this is a dystopia. And I'm sorry that the Soviets were an evil group of masterminds wanting global domination. I'm sorry the Nazis were another group wanting that. And I'm sorry that any culture they took over, they would exterminate the useless eaters. Well, the globalists are building a world where humans are obsolete. We're allowing them to phase out everything that's pro-human, everything that's manufactured by humans. They're making us worthless. They're training us to be a bunch of entertained, evil slobs that don't care about unborn babies or third world populations. So now we give up our birthright and become slaves and then become obsolete so we can be phased out. They're building a dystopia for power and control when it's actually so easy to empower humanity and see us go to the stars. They are a globalist virus inflicting us with failure. so that they can manage us and control us. It's the ultimate form of selfishness. And now there's no more denial. They're all over the news saying children need microchips to leave their houses. Bill and Melinda Gates do have patents and are proposing a digital ink in the vaccines before you can leave your house. It's on the news. And they'll come out and announce it and then come out and say, oh, it's not true. Don't listen to Alex Jones. Here's USA Today. You will get chipped. Meanwhile, as deaths mount, Trump tries to convince Americans it's safe to inch back to normal. And Hollywood says, there is no normal. It was supposed to be 5 million dead, 2 million dead. It's all BS. Everyone dying is old. Everyone dying already had multiple conditions. How many hospital heads have to come out and tell you that? But then they get banned. Because let me say this right now. The globalists can't have all the vaccine adverse reactions when that's really what they're meant to do. They can't have all the mutations and all the cancer and all the infertility and all the sterilization and all the autoimmune disorders that are on the damn inserts doing it to you. And all the billions secretly paid out of the secret courts in Europe and here. And all the governments starting to ban it overseas. So they've got to have internet control. I remember the old Google that would put to the top everything that was most prestigious by people clicking on it. And it was all these studies from major scientific institutions. Most of them aren't evil. They're compartmentalized. Saying, you know, Canadian studies, German studies, French studies, Russian studies, U.S. studies, Brazilian studies, saying we find that vaccines are giving people allergies. We find vaccines are lowering fertility. We find vaccines are contaminated with fetal material and cancer viruses. Remember the troops getting given the experimental anthrax shot and how many of them died? And then it stopped? Remember all the congressional hearings? Remember the swine flu vaccine killing over 10,000 people back in the 70s? And people remember this. And I remember when they got sick taking a vaccine or seeing their kid get sick. And so then they see Bill and Melinda Gates in the last 5 years patenting all these coronavirus chimeras with Wuhan for a vaccine. They've got the ingredients now. And they play all these games. What's crazy is, used to, you could type in, studies show vaccines lower immunity the next year. All those are gone. I spent an hour today. While my children played with my wife in the pool, I wanted to be out there, but I had to find the articles, and I went and found three big studies from just a few years ago about it lowering immunity. But, folks, I had to go 50 pages deep. I had to find old articles and link through. It's all nothing, but there is no side effects. Vaccines are perfect. No one ever got hurt. They're totally good. It's all lies. Just, and all these fake doctors and their little, you know, lab coats. When I say fake, they're fake people. You know, in their little outfits telling you, oh, vaccines are perfect. There's no side effects. Everything's wonderful. Oh, my God, it's the worst pandemic on earth. All this emotional crap that I'll get to next segment. Because they can't allow you to see what's really going on. But you go to a Walgreens and you tell them, I want the flu shot insert. Not the fact sheet, the insert. They got to give it to you by law still. It's like Bible paper. It's real thin. You have to unfold it. It's a little cube. And you go, but we've got to do a project. We start a new website that goes and finds all those studies that are hidden, that are up there for you. Because this is total informational suppression, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's just a compilation of a two-day event. December 2nd and 3rd, 2019, at the UN World Health Organization with their top scientists, including the director of vaccines, admitting they're untested, they're dangerous, and doctors think they're bad. Here's what they don't want you to see.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust.
The first
accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. When we add an adjuvant, it's because it is essential. We do not add adjuvants to vaccines because we want to do so. But when we add them, it adds to the complexity.
And I give courses
every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines. And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
Back it up 10 seconds. Did you hear that? These are the directors of the whole program. Did you hear Gates earlier say, ramp it up, ramp it up? That'll hurt young people even more. They're getting you ready to die. Continue.
Develop vaccines. How do you make vaccines? And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
It seems to me that adjuvants multiply the immunogenicity of the antigens that they are added to, and that is their intention. It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances, and therefore it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
It's also the subject population that you administer the adjuvant to, because we've seen data presented to us where an adjuvant, a particular adjuvant added to a vaccine antigen, did really nothing when administered to a certain population, and it's usually the elderly, you know, compared to administering the same formulation to younger age strata. So these are things which need to be considered as well, and further complicate safety and effectiveness evaluation of adjuvants combined with vaccine antigens.
I cast back my mind to our situation in Nigeria, where at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, a child is being given different antigens from different companies, and these vaccines have different adjuvants, different preservatives, and so on. Something crosses my mind. Is there a possibility of these adjuvants, preservatives, cross-reacting amongst themselves? Have there ever been a study on the possibility of cross-reactions from the panel members that you can share the experience with us?
We have a very wobbly health professional front line that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When the front line...
Stop there. We have hours of it at Band.video. The top scientists, they get into people dying from it. Adjuvants. Why do you think people are allergic to peanuts when they never were? Because they grew vaccines on peanuts. They admit that. That's just one of the things. These people are killing us with enjoyment. And I'm banned for warning you.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that, and I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances.
I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Listeners tuning into the Alex Jones Show here in the final segment of the live Sunday show to understand something. Back in December, we put out large clips of the UN official WHO vaccine summit where they admitted that vaccines are killing and hurting people, and there's obfuscation, that means a cover-up of it, and that most doctors now know the vaccines are hurting and killing people, and there's a cover-up. YouTube religiously bans this video that you just saw last segment, even when it's just them talking. And they're banning medical doctors everywhere. So is Twitter and Facebook that are speaking out against COVID-19 and the lockdowns and the overhyping the deaths and putting other deaths on the list of COVID-19. This is a takeover, and this is criminal. And Google and others let the truth come out about vaccines so that Big Pharma came to their knees in the last 5 years, and they now have merged with them. So big tech and big pharma are all merging. They're all big six tech companies, really big five, are merging with the big six or seven pharma companies. And now they're just not letting consumers have info. It is beyond T.S. Lewis's The Jungle, the level of abuse of the citizens, the level of the abuse of consumers. And then remember, they have the Attorney General of New York wanting me criminally indicted, saying I'm selling coronavirus cures, but I never said I have a cure or treatment for coronavirus, because it's Big Pharma selling vaccines that don't even protect you and has secret vaccine damage funds for the liability of them killing us. And I just showed you all of that. So here's Bill Gates, a few clips of what he's been saying recently. Here it is.
Chance for us to share things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So it's a chance for travel to Africa, meet with scientists. We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So travel to Africa, meet with scientists. We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So it's a chance to travel to Africa, meet with scientists. We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and
By the way, when I showed Drew, one of the crew members that day, he goes, that's got to be a deep fake. He went to the raw video of him on national TV.
He did say producing childhood death. And we have clips of him saying we need to kill old people, death panels, and we need to reduce the human population to 500 million. I mean, and that he runs a depopulation operation. You want to see all those clips? I mean, he's saying it to you. There's too many people, but he's got a shot to save you. Oh, and his dad ran Planned Parenthood. Oh, and his mom ran IBM with the IBM Trust when the head of IBM was a top Nazi. Can't make that up. These are all facts. This is a scientific dictatorship, and we're not in the future of it. Now, there's a show that came out 5 years ago on Channel 4 in the UK. It's been bought. It's being remade right now by Amazon. It's called Utopia. It's about a dystopic future. And in one episode, they talked about a binary weapon where there's one amino acid protein in the food that then taken with what's in the vaccine sterilizes you. Well, it just so happens in real studies in Russia and the U.S. and China that just GMO corn does this to the pigs they feed it to. And just the GMO soybeans fed to rats was creating 100% sterilization. But again, they put it out in movies so that when it really happens, you're just conditioned to accept it all. Let's go ahead and roll a piece from the show Utopia.
Well, the protein that we bred into foodstuffs, okay? A modification of corn. We bred a corn with a softer husk. It could be broken down, used in animal feeds, save farmers billions. Everyone wanted it.
Called Starlink.
What does it do? It doesn't do anything. It contains a modified amino acid that helps the softening process, but it's not necessary for it. The amino acid is absorbed harmlessly into the body.
So you went through all that trouble to get this amino acid in food, and it does nothing.
Look, I'm just a cog. I was paid. I was just doing what I was told.
Janus consists of a protein and an amino acid. Independently of each other, they're harmless. But when they're brought together in the subject, they act as a genetic trigger that prevents chromosomal division. The cell targeted can no longer replicate itself and is thereby rendered useless. The change is permanent and hereditary.
Which cells are targeted?
Those that control fertility, Becky. The purpose of Janus is to sterilize. The purpose of Janus is to sterilize the entire human race.
One of the Bourne Supremacy movies, the origin one, I forget the name of it, is very accurate. It got into some really secretive research that's been going on since the 70s, but it's now public, that they can have viruses that are tailored to only eat certain receptors in the brain, and they do tests on these to eat the receptors that say you have a governor where you can really bench press 1,000 pounds, but you can only bench press 400 pounds. Or you can really squat 2,000 pounds, but you know, you're a weightlifter, you think you can't, so you can only squat 700. And so it turns, so now you're superhuman. Now, it's not that exact thing, but they did that on animals and things. They can do it on humans where they give you a vaccine. It's really a live virus. It goes in and eats certain parts of your brain. They have nanotech viruses now where they just purely design. And that's what a virus is nanotech. It's RNA. It's not technically alive. It reproduces, but it's not alive in the classical sense. And so you see that in the Bourne. What's the name of the Bourne movie that's the prequel? The point is that that's real, folks. And 30 years ago, they admitted, again, vaccines that control behavior. Oh, you'll never want to use heroin again because it goes in and eats those receptors. Well, what do you think heroin and alcohol and nicotine and cocaine and caffeine hit different receptors because you're supposed to be able to receive that? Because when I release an incredible, powerful documentary that reaches 20 million people, I get an endorphin, a high. because I know that I'm doing a good job for humanity, and I'm designed to do that. It's called my conscience. I'm following God's programming. But if they can go in and destroy those areas that came over, that stuff they admittedly have 30 years ago. What's the name of the Bourne movie? The Bourne Identity, that's right. The Bourne Legacy. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, this is all 2020, but the future's here. It's not evenly distributed. We're really like in 2060. And they've got stuff way more advanced than the human clones and human chimeras they had 40 years ago. I mean, Hitler was cloning rabbits in 1943. The equations for atomic weapons are from Max Planck, 1898. We're not in Kansas. We never were. And I want a pro-human future, and I want access to life extension. Instead, our IQs are going straight down. Cancer's going straight up. Our life expectancy is going straight down. Infant mortality is exploding. We're dying. And we're mesmerized by the TV. But, oh, I saw it in a Black Mirror episode. China, 10 years ago, was already beta testing social credit scores and face scanning before Black Mirror ever came out. So people see the exact Chinese credit score, and it's the exact dial and the exact system because they use the real thing. Just like Utopia, they're telling you. Because subconsciously, psychologists and psychiatrists know at the high levels, not your pop psychologists and psychiatrists, that if you pre-program somebody and they've seen something in the comfort of their home, that a decade later when they actually see it happen, they'll be comfortable with it because they were eating chips and pizza and having sex with their girlfriend while they learned about something horrible, so their brain files in an area that's non-threatening. That's why my dad's dad saw a lot of combat in World War II. And they'd be in a movie when he was a little kid that had violence, he'd say, "We're leaving." And it wasn't because he couldn't handle violence. He'd seen a bunch of violence and starving people and arms and legs blown off. He didn't think it was funny. But when you've never seen real violence and you see a bunch of simulated murder, your brain starts thinking it's funny because your brain didn't pay any consequence for it. So now when you're hit with the real thing, you don't know what hit you. You're all dead unless you wake up to the scientific dictatorship that created Hitler. I need funding, too. I'm not backing down in the face of this. We knew to build this. I knew to build our own infrastructure. I knew we'd be shut down if we couldn't hold them back and if they went into the emergence phase, going out of beta into operationals. So I'm here. I just want to try to turn this around. If you don't share the articles and videos, you're insane. We're doing the best job we can. I need financial funding, and I got great supplements and products and T-shirts and stuff that we need to fund our operation. And you should be getting storable food for the long haul. If I wasn't going to stay on air and fight these people, I would be bugging out, moving to the most rural area to go back to subsistence farming. I'd probably move to West Virginia or Kauai or New Zealand under the globalist nose, because that's where you'll be somewhat safer, right under wherever they're at. They've already been evacuating for 20 years, preparing for the mass extermination. And all these lockdowns are beta tests for when they release the real bioweapon in the future that all of you that have had the vaccine, binary weapon, won't be able to resist. It's all binary weapons. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there and wear your colors loud and proud. Get a 5G Kills t-shirt or a Space Force t-shirt or an InfoWars t-shirt today. Take action! This is all real! I didn't make any of it up! You have been warned! You have been warned!
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.